Welcome to the Mind Your Confidence podcast. My name is Jenny Gaither. I'm so thrilled that you are here. This podcast is dedicated to empowering, supporting, lifting up millennial women. My goal is to equip all of us with easy to process mindset concepts, confidence building tools, daily self-care practices, and real stories from people just like us, so that we are able to nurture confidence, vulnerability, and bravery in our relationships, career, and well-being. I'm so thrilled you're here. Let's do it. Welcome back to the Mind Your Confidence podcast. Hi, friends. How you doing? It's Jenny G, ready to talk about some mindset, confidence, and today, boundaries. Boundaries are a term you probably hear a lot. There's a lot of confusion also around what boundaries are, how to set boundaries effectively. I thought it'd be fun to discuss boundaries. I hope to give you enough information to decide if boundaries are needed, understand what a boundary is, know how to set a boundary, and feel confident in doing so. A boundary is taking responsibility for your own actions and emotions while not taking responsibility for the actions or emotions of others. So it's not saying, I'm right, you're wrong. It's knowing your personal wants and needs and being able to communicate them. It's saying, I'm going to take responsibility for how I feel and I'm going to do something about it. And a healthy boundary is someone who values opinions of themselves and others, doesn't compromise their values for other people, shares personal information in an appropriate way. So it's sharing when you feel comfortable, sharing when it feels right, not sharing to manipulate someone, to create intimacy because you want to move a relationship faster. It's not sharing because you feel like you have to share. It's really just being intuitive and following what feels right. So a big misconception about boundaries is they are not a way to control people or manipulate people. So I'm not trying to manipulate anyone's behavior so that I feel better. Boundaries are actually really about self-accountability and self-responsibility. A boundary is vocalizing something that isn't working and a strategy, a consequence that you're going to put into place to protect yourself and your energy. So it's not asking someone to change so that you can feel better. It's communicating this is what's not working and why, and having a really honest, open, respectful dialogue. It's saying, but if you do this, this is what I'm going to do to protect myself. How do you know if you are having boundary issues? It's when you feel like people have taken advantage of you or your time, your connections, your skill sets, your energy. Every time you hang out with them, you feel completely drained, like battery on empty. Pay attention. You might be giving, let's hold accountability for yourself. You might be giving more in the relationship. You might be sharing more, supporting more, holding more space, and that's causing you to be drained. You can't control other people, nor should you. But if you keep ending up in places you don't want to be in, notice that. That could also be a good place for a boundary. So paying attention just like the energy that you feel after hanging out with people, not just what they're doing, but what you're doing. So boundary, again, is a lot of self-accountability, responsibility. It's not just pointing blame at people. It's looking at both sides. That is so, so important. If you struggle with boundaries, you might fall in one of these two groups. One, I feel this way because of you, as opposed to I feel this way because of something I'm thinking or feeling, or I'm not protecting myself. Or secondly, you struggle with taking on other people's emotions and feeling responsible for them. Something I teach is that we are all responsible for how we think and feel. If you don't feel like you're being respected by someone, sitting around and taking that becomes your responsibility because you're not protecting yourself. Boundaries define our limits. It defines what we are willing to allow in our lives. And there's usually three main types of boundaries, but there can be more. So the three main types of boundaries are physical, the limits you set regarding your body and your personal space. It refers to touching, approaching, or seeing you. Emotional boundaries are about feelings, not allowing ourselves to be influenced by the emotions, thoughts, moods of other people. Intellectual boundaries. Intellectual boundaries help us distinguish our ideas from those derived from others, our partners, our families, our educators, our resources, anything. It's being able to come up with your own conclusions, your own ideas, your own self-identity. I find that a good example of this one is families trying to overpower what it is that you should do with your life or who you should be. So this intellectual boundary is deciding who you want to be, what you want to do, what is right for you. It's forcing others to agree with your ideas violates their intellectual boundaries. So it's holding space for both. All in all, clear boundaries are important for healthy, well-functioning relationships and healthy, well-functioning humans. So let's talk about how to set boundaries. Okay, let's do it. It is a lot easier to set a boundary at the beginning of a relationship, whether it's a friendship or someone that you're dating. But yeah, the earlier that you set it, the easier, which is why I believe it's a lot harder to set boundaries with family members, people you've known for a long time, but it's not impossible and it's not wrong to set it later. And again, it's an open dialogue. It is not a shaming exercise for anyone. It is really communicating how you're feeling in order to create a mutual, healthier, loving relationship between two people. So it really just gives you a lot more information about yourself and the other person. Setting boundaries doesn't have to be a huge ordeal and a huge dramatic event. I really encourage you to make it as simple, honest, transparent, and no mind drama as possible. Be logical. Just be super like in a business mindset. I always go to a business mindset because it's just not personal. You know, keep it to the facts, keep the mind drama out of it, and be open and compassionate and empathetic with yourself and the other person. Boundaries are so much about self-reflection, and I think that part gets skipped. So before you start worrying about the conversation that you need to have with XYZ, you have to better understand what the heck is going on with yourself. What will I tolerate or not tolerate? What behaviors will I accept or not accept? Why does this bother me? What am I willing to accept from your partner, from your friends, from anyone? And then decide what consequences you're going to take if someone breaks that rule that you set. So if I communicate a boundary, I have to be super clear about it. And the most important thing is I have to follow through. So when you call me 500 times during the day, unless you say it's an emergency, I'm not going to call you until after work. So that's just an example. A lot of people think that when you set a boundary, it's done. No, a boundary is the practice. So every time someone crosses the boundary or crosses the line, you have to take action. You yourself. They will not get it. It's not their responsibility to take care of you, right? You have to protect yourself and you have to set that boundary and you have to follow through with that consequence. That is what the boundary is. So knowing what boundaries are for, they're for you. They're not for others. So if you communicate your boundary one time, someone forgets and does it again, and you just get up and leave the room, they might get confused. So always re-communicating the boundary, always resetting the boundary. So important. Make sure you're willing to follow through with them over and over and over again. You don't follow through with the consequence that sends a message that it's okay not to respect your boundary. And that's not why we set it, right? People might say that you've changed. They might get really upset. They might take it personally. They may not believe that your boundary applies to them. They might challenge you. They will probably do all of the things, truly. People can have a hard time with boundaries. They don't like rules. But that's okay. You're not responsible for how they feel. You're responsible for how you feel. So even if you communicate it in a respectful, loving way, sometimes, my therapist told me this, sometimes the truth, no matter how you say it, it just hurts. It's just hard to hear. So you can communicate your boundary in the most loving, thoughtful, kind way, but the truth could still sting. And again, that is not your responsibility to take on. You need to believe and trust that the person on the other side can handle their own emotions. Because if you try to take responsibility for that, now you are crossing their boundary. Let them be responsible for their feelings, their reactions. I find that a lot of the women that I work with and myself doubt and question what they feel. They doubt and question that their feelings are valid. So you have to be able to validate your feelings. Even if it doesn't intellectually make sense, if someone does something and it makes you feel uncomfortable, trust yourself. Okay? It's okay to trust what you feel. It's not okay to ask them to change who they are, change their behavior. But it is okay to say, I won't accept that. This is why. And so if that happens again, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave. And that is my way of protecting myself, validating how I feel, and, you know, making both people accountable for themselves. I love it. So if you have any other questions about boundaries, feel free to send me a DM at Jenny Gaither or an email info@jennygaither.com. And I'm happy to help you out. Yay. Okay. I hope you enjoyed this. I'll talk to you next time on Mind Your Confidence. Bye.